News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. This weekend also marks the unofficial close of the summer tourist season in Wisconsin. Stephanie Klett from the Department of Tourism says businesses are competing for your money. They are offering deals because many of their workers are going back to school next week.
Because they're going back to school, that means parents are too, and brothers and sisters. So it doesn't hurt us in the way that you think it would. You know, most tourism businesses are 50 employees or less, and they're full-time equivalent jobs. So the students really are seasonal.
AAA says holiday travel will be up compared to a year ago. The population of Stevens Point is going to make a drastic jump. This is move-in day at the UWSP campus. Some freshmen began arriving yesterday. Some 1,600 will be part of this year's incoming class. When Barack Obama comes to Wisconsin for Labor Day, gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke will stay away. The president will be in Milwaukee for Labor Fest. That's an annual event on the Summerfest grounds. The Burke campaign says that she is already scheduled to be elsewhere. Governor Scott Walker will meet Air Force One when it arrives Monday at Mitchell International Airport. The governor also has something to say about the struggling labor movement as we get ready for the three-day holiday. Here's Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who has battled public employee unions, says they forget that people want to be hired on merit and paid on performance.
You can't do that in a collective bargaining. That is inherently contradictory.
But Michigan State University labor relations professor Dale Bellman says too many employers are not fair, so employees band together.
Collective action is a way of making sure that merit matters.
Labor's power has shrunk, Bellman says, because Congress and the Supreme Court have tilted laws to benefit wealthy business owners. The president of the AFL-CIO agrees.
You've given the 1% everything that they need and more.
Richard Trumka says now it's time to start looking at the rest of the country. In Washington, Steve Taylor, Fox News Radio.
Most Wisconsinites support wolf hunting in the state, but a minority want to see the wolf population decrease from its current level. That's a DNR survey that's out today. They asked some 9,000 residents. Carnivore specialist Dave McFarland says the goal was to answer critical questions about citizens' attitudes towards wolves.
One, we wanted to determine what their tolerance was of wolves. Were they favorable towards wolves or unfavorable? And then also, critically, we asked questions about what they would like us to do. With one of the primary things being adjustments in the population size.
There's also a big difference depending on how close people live to where wolves are. 62% of respondents say they supported regulated hunting if they live near wolf packs. Outside the wolf range area, only 51% were supporters. Emergency crews have been called to clean up an overturned petroleum truck north of Marshfield. It crashed and flipped over on Thursday at County Highway E and Marsh Road in the town of McMillan. There's only a small leak, and the incident is under investigation by the Marathon County Sheriff's Department. A major sewer line has failed between Schofield and Wausau. Public Works officials say in Schofield you may notice low water pressure, and you're being asked to limit your usage. Repairs are going to begin this morning. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Mostly cloudy for today with periods of rain and thunderstorms, a high of 75, a south wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain and storms. There could be some pockets of heavy rain as well, a low down to 62. On Saturday, rain likely in the morning. That'll gradually dry up during the afternoon. Mostly cloudy, high 73. Sunday, some fog possible early, then partly cloudy and a bit humid, high 78. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Widespread rain across central Wisconsin to greet us on this Friday morning. Throughout the holiday weekend, if you'd like a forecast to your cell phone, text the word weather to 39327. That's from WSAU and King's Campers. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.